We'll now go back to the news.
Norwich saw elections in May for the first time in 2 years. There were elections for seats on the Norwich City Council, Norfolk County Council, and for the Police and Crime Commissioner, or PCC. The ward in which Chatterbox has its headquarters saw the most dramatic contests, and they were won by the Greens, who now have new councillors in both City Hall and at County Hall. Labour kept control of Norwich City Council, and the new PCC is Giles Orpen-Smelly, the Conservative candidate. The newly elected Green councillors say their priority at County Hall will be to fight the controversial proposed Norwich Western Link Road. In addition to reports on these three elections, we have two warnings. Debenhams in the centre of Norwich has now closed earlier than expected. Con artists are trying to trick Norfolk people out of cash by claiming their properties are in the wrong tax band. Alison will start with news of the City Council election.
Norwich City Council remains in the control of Labour after an election in which what little drama there was centred on one ward. 12 of the council's 39 seats were up for grabs, but it was largely a case of as you were. The most interest focused on Thorpe Hamlet. Former Green councillor Nigel Utton had quit the party to go independent and then resigned altogether after describing coronavirus as the biggest con in history. The Greens were determined to win it back, although Labour fancied their chances. But it was former Green group leader Ash Haynes who emerged victorious. She triumphed with 1,281 votes, 226 ahead of the 1,055 garnered by Labour's Claire Kidman. Ms Haynes, who had represented Town Close Ward from 2010 to 2018, said, "It feels really good to be back. We put the work in Thorpe Hamlet." Nigel went independent and we were not on board with what he had been saying at all. But the voters stuck with us because I think they really believe in green policies. Fellow Green City Councillor Ben Price took the County Council Thorpe Hamlet seat from Labour on Friday and Ms Haynes said, "It's great to have green representation at county and city." There are so many issues such as parking and rat running. Ben will be great at tackling those and I'm really looking forward to working with the rest of the Greens to make positive change for residents. There was no change in any of the other wards. James Wright, leader of the Lib Dem group who retained Eton, said, "I'm delighted to have been re-elected in Eton and I'm looking forward to continuing my work at City Hall." Having Liberal Democrats at City Hall means we can challenge and be a critical friend. Mr Wright said the £153 million Western Link, which Conservatives on Norfolk County Council want to build to connect the Norwich Northern Distributor Road to the A47, had been an issue on the doorstep, with the City Lib Dem group not supporting it, but the county group backing it. He said the Western Link was one of the issues which came up. It doesn't directly affect Eton residents, but they have a view on it. Labour Council leader Alan Waters, while conceding it had been a difficult set of elections for the Labour Party overall, said he was pleased with the performance in Norwich. He said, "To come out with all the seats we defended and to perform well in some of those we didn't win, such as Nelson and Thorpe Hamlet, was good news. I like to think there's been a recognition of the role the City Council has played in supporting people during the pandemic, such as getting grants to people to run their businesses. Looking forward to next year, there'll be different issues. I think the issues will be about better housing, well-paid jobs and investment in the city."
Norfolk's next Police and Crime Commissioner says finding a new Chief Constable and ensuring tougher sentences for assaults on emergency workers will be at the top of his agenda. Giles Orpen-Smelly was elected as the next Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, on Saturday, beating out his nearest rival by over 50,000 votes. Mr. Orpen Smelly had been selected by the Conservatives to replace former PCC Lawn Green in 2019, before the election was delayed due to COVID. 2 years on, one of the first issues Mr. Orpen Smelly will have to address when he's sworn into office is replacing the retiring Chief Constable, Simon Bailey. Simon Bailey has done a great job. I'm sad he's going, but he's decided that it's time to move on, Mr. Orpen Smelly said. Selecting Simon's replacement is probably the most important decision I'll make in the next 3 years. Get the leadership right, everything falls into place. Get it wrong, then things will begin to unravel. The most important thing will be selecting someone he can work with, Mr. Orpen Smelly said. One thing you don't need is the Chief Constable and the PCC bickering among themselves. We've got to be working together. That's not to say we agree on everything. I'm a great believer that the Chief Constable should feel free to challenge me and my views, and I should feel free to challenge the Chief Constable. Setting out his top priorities for the role, Mr. Orpen Smelly said he first has to write a police and crime plan, which will tailor government policy into a bespoke Norfolk solution. Another issue he aims to tackle is police funding, with hopes to see police services given a proper 3-year funding settlement from the government, rather than the single-year agreements of recent years. He added that this will then feed into decisions about the police precept, a levy attached to council tax to help fund the police. We need to ask, what do the police need to keep the county safe? What is the public willing to pay to keep the county safe? He said. Going forward, he wants to set out a vision for what policing in Norfolk will be like in 10 years. One big example is that the government has set a major target for carbon neutrality by 2030. What does that mean for policing? What is green policing going to look like? What will crime look like in 2030? In the last 30 years, burglary rates across this country have fallen by 70%, but in the same time, the internet has gone live, where a huge amount of crime now goes on. While cybercrime is on the rise, Mr. Orpen Smelly said the public wants to see more bobbies on the beat.
Stopping the controversial Norwich Western Link will be their priority at County Hall, say newly elected Green County Councillors. Norfolk County Council has its first Green Councillors since 2017, after taking seats from Labour in Friday's election counts. Jamie Osborne took Mancroft, Ben Price won in Thorpe Hamlet, and Paul Neal triumphed in Nelson. And Mr. Osborne said their number one priority was to put pressure on the council to scrap the mooted £153 million Western Link Road. In 2016, that road was made one of the Conservative-controlled council's priorities, and the council's cabinet agreed a preferred route from the A1067 travelling between Western Longville and Ringland. But Norfolk Wildlife Trust and the Norfolk Rivers Trust have expressed concerns about the wildlife impact of the 3.9-mile road. Independent bat experts, Wild Wings Ecology, say the road would wipe out what they say is the largest barbastelle bat colony in the UK, and Springwatch presenter Chris Packham recently urged rejection. And Mr. Osborne said the new Greens at County Hall would fight to prevent it. He said, the figures just do not stack up in terms of the environment and in terms of money. Legislation has come in that emissions need to be cut to zero by 2050 and to be down by 78% by 2035. But the Western Link would push carbon emissions up by about 20%. The Labour group at County Hall is opposed to the road, while Lib Dem Stefan Acquaroni quit as group leader over his party's support for it. Mr. Osborne said, I'm really pleased to see there is increasing opposition within the other political groups. The Greens have been campaigning about this for a long time and will be happy to work with other parties to put the pressure on. The Department for Transport gave conditional support last summer. The council must submit a business case to the government, but that has been delayed 3 times. Council leaders say it would bring economic benefits and ease rat running, and they would mitigate for any environmental impact.
Norwich's long-standing Debenhams store has closed for the final time. The Awful Place store reopened on April the 12th for its closing down sale with nearly 30 other Debenhams stores across the UK. The store was one of 30 other Debenhams set to close by May the 15th, but the company announced earlier this week that it, alongside the Bury St Edmunds store, would shut on Saturday, May the 8th. In Suffolk, the Ipswich Debenhams is closing even earlier on May the 4th. Before Debenhams took over the building in the 1960s, the store was known as Curls and traded under the name until 1973. The Curl brothers arrived in Norwich from West Norfolk in 1860, purchasing the rampant Horse Inn and transforming the site into shops and warehouses. By 1929, the store covered 51,000 square feet until it was destroyed by bombs during the Second World War.
Con artists are trying to trick Norfolk people out of cash by claiming their properties have been placed in the wrong council tax band. Norfolk Trading Standards officers based at Norfolk County Council have issued a warning about the cold call telephone scam. It comes after a would-be victim in Norfolk was telephoned and told their council tax was banded incorrectly and that they were due a rebate. The caller then stated a property surveyor would be required to inspect the property, for which they would need to take payment of £140. The intended victim hung up, but Trading Standards officers urged other people not to be taken in by the scam. A spokesman said, "Our advice is always be very wary of any approach made in a telephone cold call and never give or confirm any personal or financial details if approached in this manner." Suspicious cold calls can be reported on 0808 223 1133.